Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. This is the Julius Sanders Podcast, and this is episode 60, man. Real quick, I want to give a shout out to everybody watching on YouTube, everybody that's listening on iTunes or whatever it is you consume your podcast on. I appreciate y'all for rocking with me, man. But, you know, everybody that watches this podcast or listens to it knows that I like to, you know, I like to really keep it organic and real. I like to talk about shit that actually means something to me and, you know, stuff that I feel that a lot of other people can relate to. And, you know, this podcast is no different. You know, this episode is no different. So I really wanted to talk about just Not wanting to ever give up. And I know I talk about these things a lot. I talk about them a lot because, you know, they're real to me. These things actually mean something to me. So I talk about them often because I'm trying to make other people understand how important they are to me. And I'm also helping other people with these topics. So really, at the end of the day, you know, we all have a point where we feel like we want to stop. You know, we have a point where we feel like we want things, you know, to be different. Or we just want to stop doing something because we don't feel like, you know, we're ever going to get anywhere with this thing that we're doing. And at the end of the day, even though we might feel like that, the fact is we can't give up on it because it's what we love to do. So if we stop doing something just because another person told us that we should stop, that's only going to be a negative on us. That's going to be a negative on us if we let that happen. If we allow another person to say that we're not going to amount to anything, we're not going to be anything special, or whatever it is. The thing is, we're letting that person win. It doesn't matter who the person is. The point is, if we're allowing another person to say that type of shit to us and we believe it, then it's only going to hurt us in the end. We're the ones to blame for that shit. Because we let that person get inside our head. We let that person get inside our mind that much. You know what I mean? And manipulate our mind that much that we allowed them to win. And that shit doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to me, you know. So really, if you're someone like me, if you're a person like me that truly believes in God and knows that God is going to make everything better because he always does, if you're a person like that, then you won't ever, ever give up on what you believe in. You'll never stop doing what you love doing. You'll never, ever quit. Because that's what the devil wants. You see, the devil wants us to stop doing what we love to do. So he'll put things in our way. He'll put things in our path to try and slow us down and stop us. But it doesn't stop us. It can't stop us. You want to know why? Because having the will of God is much stronger than being a devil's advocate, you know. So we can't allow people in their judgments and people in their negativity. We can't allow these people to trigger us and make us believe that we aren't special or we're not great. Because we're all great. We all have the power and the will and the strength and the mindset to be someone great. But if we allow another person to, you know, bring us down to their level and make us believe that we're not that special person, then it's only going to make us look bad. Everybody's going to be pointing the finger at us. We have to point the finger at ourselves when that happens, because we didn't take the initiative. We didn't take the initiative to prove that person wrong. We allowed that person to be right. And that's not good. All right, my phone going off. So that's basically what it is. Now, at the end of the day, with all that shit being said, we need to really understand that we have this one life where we can do amazing things with it. We can do amazing shit in our lives if we just put our mind to it and believe in that shit. And don't stop digging deep. Once you start to get some momentum with doing something, keep doing it until you can't do it anymore. For that day. Just that day. And the next day comes, keep on doing it. Keep getting better. You know, I put some on Instagram. It was something, you know, to the effect of, we only get one shot at this. So if you have a chance to keep getting better at something, then you need to allow yourself to continue to get better at that thing, whatever it is that you do. If you're a painter, if you're a musician, if you're a doctor, a nurse, an RN, whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you feel like you're good at, you need to work on that shit every single day. Now, granted, you know, we get tied up in, I mean, you know, life happens, you know, shit happens. But at the end of the day, you need to continue to get better at whatever it is you feel you're good at and that you think other people think you're good at. All right. So that's my message for today. I hope you all enjoyed this, man. You know, I'm going to keep bringing y'all the fire content like I always say. I'm going to keep it coming. You know, I might take breaks here and there, but I'm always going to come back to do what I love. And I encourage y'all to do the same. So I hope y'all really like this message, man. I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. Don't ever, ever give up on yourself ever in life. Stay safe, stay blessed, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.